starting with our special community development and renewal agency meeting of Harriman City. It should be a fairly short meeting, and then we'll immediately go into our city council meeting. So with that, we'll go ahead and get started. Item one is a motion for review and outline of the finalization process to approve the minutes for December 11th, 2019.
I'll make a motion to have the minutes of December 11th, 2019 be prepared and distributed to each member of the Redevelopment Agency Board. The board will have 10 days to review the minutes and submit any changes to the secretary. If after 10 days there are no changes, the minutes will stand approved. If there are changes, the process will be followed until all changes are made and the board is in agreement.
I will second.
We have a motion and a second. Jared?
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
Clint?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes, that motion passes. Item two, discussion and action items. Discussion and consideration of a resolution approving the interlocal agreement between Harriman City and the Community Development and Renewal Agency of Harriman City regarding the North Harriman Community Reinvestment Area sales tax. John.
So this is an agreement between the city and the RDA. Not working. Okay, magic. Interlocal cooperative agreement between Harriman City and this Harriman Community Renewal and Agency, and it's sales tax. So the sales tax comes to the city. The city will then give some of that sales tax to the RDA, which it will use in item 2.2. Next. This is the Harriman North area. This is basically the auto mall property, and it's a sales tax. Next. So it's 70% of the point of sale tax. So it's 70% basically of the 50% that the city gets attributable to sales within the project area for 15 years. So it's only the point of sale, 70% of the point of sale. And is there another slide or is that it? That's it.
So just for clarification for our residents, this is new taxes that would be generated from an area that currently has no sales tax being generated on it. So this is not
undeveloped property, so there's no sales tax in that area.
So when's the trigger date?
The trigger date is a date determined by the agency over a two-year period.
So it's not, doesn't have a trigger date yet?
It has not been triggered yet.
Any further questions or discussion by the council or board?
Nope.
I accept a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number R2019-12, approving an interlocal cooperative agreement between Harriman City and the Community Development and Renewal Agency of Harriman City regarding the Harriman North Community Reinvestment Area sales tax.
A motion and a second. Sherry?
Yes.
Clint?
Yes.
Jared?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes. That motion passes.
Now you'll see something very similar to this later on in the city council or in our city agenda where we approve the other side of that transaction.
Okay. All right. We will move on to item 2.2, discussion and consideration of a resolution approving a participation agreement with Harriman 73 Partners and Game Point Properties LLC in the Harriman North Community Reinvestment Area.
So this is an agreement between the agency and the end user of that sales tax that came to the agency. Same area. So it's 70% of the point of sale for 15-year period, but there'll be Harriman 73 does not get it all because we have other commitments for that money, so it'll be after satisfying the city's obligation pursuant to a settlement agreement for the condemnation of the garden plat properties and the obligation to Game Point that you remember you made earlier, plus the agency's set aside of 10% for housing.
Would this be, the trigger date be the same as on the previous item?
Say that again.
What would the trigger date for this item be?
Same.
Same.
Is there a max amount on that? Or would there be?
There is not a max. They produce the sales tax, they'll get 70% of point of sale. We have an estimate.
It's my question with this, and even trying to read through the 100 pages or so, my understanding is that there's going to be, say, several different dealerships involved. They're not all owned by the same entity. Who's Harriman 73 Partners, and how is this going to accomplish, in the end, what we want? It's a little too vague.
Well, Harriman 73 will use it as an incentive to get the auto dealers there.
But we're saying we're just going to give it to them, and they'll decide.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'm okay with that.
Who is this?
We don't. I don't know that we even know who those. This is the first time I've heard of Harriman 73 Partners.
Those are the auto mall people.
Right, but I don't like the idea of just handing them the money.
It's Larry Myler, Dave Reynolds, James Horsley. That's Harriman 73. So we have been working with the developers, and they can use the TIF 70% for land buy down, infrastructure, and incentives.
Excuse me, it's right here. Roads, storm drain, water improvements, real property acquisitions, and incentive to participants, developers, retailers, and auto dealers.
There's no oversight by us. They just get to take the money and allocate it.
Well,
they
have to submit. So for the infrastructure, they would have to submit their paperwork to the city, and then Alan reviews that and pays them. So we don't just. But as far as like the incentives, we would be working closely with the dealers as well, so we would be involved and know what those incentives are. But for the infrastructure, they have to prove that they've installed this road or they've installed the storm drain, just like our other RDA areas.
Right, but I too have the same hesitation that it just feels like, can't we build something into the agreement to where this comes back before us so we have some oversight, these numbers are coming before us?
So are you more concerned with the incentives? Because the infrastructure, we don't bring that back in the other CDAs. We just, like I said, Alan reviews those. Is it more like the incentives the dealers are getting or the land buy down?
I'd say oversight in general. The way it's presented is we just hand them the money.
Yeah, just a constant.
Even with the other CDAs, I'm kind of having the same questions come back of, all right, well, who gets paid? Who gets paid when and how? And
I don't have as much concern over the improvements component of that because that, I mean, like you say, they have to come and demonstrate that they've put those improvements in order for us to be able to give that incentive back to them. Again, I echo a little bit in terms of the incentive to the participants component of that because I think that, again, while I recognize the investment by this group in order to make that work as well, but I think what I would like to see is just some mechanism that allows us to work in partnership with them when it comes to those, I guess, some of those negotiations, if that makes sense. Yeah, that's my only piece. The infrastructure and the improvement component, again, I understand that process is already in place and we're abiding by that in several other areas. That would be my only comment.
Well, what we could do is we can bring this back, but you have them make an application for the payment and we review it and determine whether it's appropriate. That's what we're doing in the next participation agreement that you'll see in a few minutes.
Yeah, I feel strongly about that, partly because I know there is even a sentiment in our public that why do we continue to take our taxpayer money and give it away when they're coming here and they're making money anyway? And so I think that there should be some participation by us to make sure that we can answer those questions.
I think it's fine to do so. That's what it's there for, but we just need to make sure we're doing the proper amount of oversight.
Yeah. Okay, then I would suggest you continue this and we'll bring it back with those changes.
Okay.
Any further discussion? I'll accept a motion.
I'll make a motion that we continue item 2.2, which is resolution number R2019-13.
Second.
That motion is second. Clint?
Yes.
Jared?
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
I vote yes. That motion passes and will be continued. Item 2.3, discussion and consideration of a resolution approving the an interlocal cooperative agreement between Harriman City and the Community Development and Renewal Agency of Harriman City regarding the Harriman Innovation District property tax.
Okay, so this is the Bullfrog area, and it's an interlocal agreement between the city and the agency where the city gives property taxes to the agency, our share of property taxes. It's 38 acres. This is to orient you where it is. All the other taxing entities have agreed to the same type of agreement between the agency and them. So it'll be 100% of the property taxes received by Harriman, which is approximately $348,000 over 15 years. And these are the authorized uses. It's limited, and we have an amount. And the amount set forth in the participation agreement. It's for reimbursement for power line, a gas line, and improvements to 118.
My understanding there were no incentives in that area, correct?
It's reimbursement of cost that they expend. I think that's correct.
So over here where it says incentives to developers or participants, there shouldn't be any incentives because it should just be strictly for infrastructure in this one.
You're right.
Quick comment. So are you talking about the end user Bullfrog or the whole area?
The whole area. As I've talked about this CDA in several circles, that's been a major
point
of concern.
Well, one of the problems with the incentive comment was because they looked at it like we were moving Bullfrog.
Right.
Well, if it's a new company from a different state, we might want to be able to have an incentive. Do you know what I'm saying? With the whole area, not just a user. So we left that in there.
Yeah,
this
I
is the
understand
interlocal
that, but that's where we
city
that's where we run into trouble getting approval from the major players. Where
that's
we,
the comments that they have told me. Just the one user that we have out there right now, they have an issue with incentive. But if you were working with EDC Utah or the governor's office, you know, on a different user from a different state, you usually do offer incentives.
Right.
But we can take that out. But that was not for this participation agreement.
Well, this is the interlocal. This is not the participation.
Right. Agreement. This is the interlocal. So that's what I mean, and this is just for our property tax. We could give them that. But I've represented to several of those people who are yet to make it. A decision on whether they'll allow us to use their funds for this project, that there won't be any incentives. So it's a little problematic.
We don't foresee that, but most areas, they just have incentives listed for manufacturing businesses, but again.
Can we be specific and put in there that there are no incentives for relocation of in-state?
Yeah, we can do that.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. That's the major concern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, their concern is just grabbing it from somewhere else.
If we just reword it that way, so okay. Then I think we're good.
Okay, just continue this and we'll bring it back. Fixed.
Any further discussion?
Sorry, these usually are quick meetings, as was described by Mayor earlier.
I'll make a motion to continue resolution number R2019-4, excuse me.
Okay, I have a motion.
Second.
Motion is second, Jared.
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
Clint?
Yes.
I vote yes. That motion passes. And that item will be continued. Item 2.4, discussion consideration of a resolution approving a participation agreement with Riverbend Management, LLC, located in Harriman Innovation District.
So this would be the participation agreement, but I'd also continue this because there'll be no money for the participation because we haven't. Well, there'll be other monies, but we might as well continue it so we do them all together. So here's the maximum amount that I was mentioning earlier of $743,000. That's the cap. That's how much they've already spent. But we'll bring that back when we do the interlocal, so it's all at the same time, if that's okay.
I'll make a motion to continue. Is that okay? A resolution number R2019-15.
Second.
Motion and second, Sherry?
Yes.
Clint?
Yes.
Jared?
Yes.
I vote yes. That motion passes and that item is continued. I'll accept a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.